Here's an oxymoron, the hipster handbook. A new book purports to be a guide to what's hip. The problem is, anyone who really is hip wouldn't be caught dead reading it. That did not apply to NPR's Madeline Brand, who not only read the book, but attended the book party in New York in an effort to decode the hipster mystique.
Every culture has its rules. For hipsters, there is one cardinal rule: never admit that you're a hipster.
I prefer to think of my style as original.
Shelley Jackson is pressed into a bar at a downtown club called The Knitting Factory. She's wearing a pink, white, and blue crocheted miniskirt, a ripped t-shirt with a monkey on it, and knee-high black motorcycle boots.
And how long have you been a hipster? Please, I cannot identify myself as a hipster.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
How long have I looked weird?
Creative.
Are you trying to say? I think of my clothing style is coming more out of the punk scene in the early 80s. It's been more codified since then. Urban Outfitters kind of mass producing these clothes that you used to have to search for.
And therein lies the eternal hipster frustration. Eventually, the masses will copy you. And now they even have a printed guide. Robert Lanham wrote the Hipster Handbook. It's modeled on the Preppy Handbook of a generation ago, a sort of anthropological journey into clothes, haircuts, and slang.
Deck is the new term that hipsters are using for cool. Its opposite is fin, which means something that's lame.
Are you making that up? I've never heard deck. I'm not making any claims to hipsterdom, though.
These terms are definitely on the periphery. I mean, they're underground terms, so they're, you know, I think they're emerging. But, yeah, they're for real.
Lanham says he did all his research at what he claims is the epicenter of hipsterdom, Williamsburg, Brooklyn. He'd hang out in coffee shops and bars and eavesdrop on conversations. That's where he came up with the 11 clues that you are a hipster and the 11 clues that you're not. Let's just say you should be into obscure bands and vintage clothing and shun anything resembling SUVs or classic rock. Obvious enough, but at this party, that didn't necessarily confer instant hipster status. On stage, a French woman in pigtails sings as two guys who look like they're fresh from a Starsky and Hutch episode accompany her. Taking advantage of the open bar, a couple of women ponder the very existence of the hipster.
Hipsters here at all?
I don't know. I mean, I see the skinny ties. I see the thrift store ironic t-shirt.
One candidate in a polka dot shirt is soon dismissed as a likely Harper's Magazine intern. The conclusion? The hipster is as elusive as the jackalope.
They just have like this magic combination of shyness and like smartness and wearing ripped tank tops without a bra. And it's, you know, they just have the magic number.
And for the rest of us.
The rest of us just have to be normal people.
How sad that is.
You know?
Author Robert Lanham does not grapple with the mercurial nature of what's cool, what's deck. He's eager to pronounce his judgments on a variety of cultural touchpoints.
Nora Jones, I think she's borderline hip. If somebody's going to listen to quote-unquote alt-country music, they'd probably listen to someone like Nico Case.
The 80s.
I think 80s culture has come back in many ways. Recently, I saw some people in New York on the Lower East Side dressing in really preppy sweaters.
The 90s.
The 90s, I'm waiting for them to come back. I've got a lot of flannel in my closet, so.
Donald Rumsfeld?
Donald Rumsfeld. I think that's probably the antichrist to most hipsters. I think Republican hipster is an oxymoron, so.
You really can't be a Republican hipster?
No, absolutely not.
And finally, NPR?
I think most hipsters listen to NPR. NPR is very deck.
Yeah, well, given the cardinal rule that no true hipster wants to be called one, I'm not sure how we should take that. But there's another important rule in the hipster cosmos. Everything should be slathered with irony. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.
Clues on being a hipster and a hipster quiz are at npr.org.